There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Don't that bother you? Verse 8, I have become a stranger unto my brother, and an alien unto my mother's children. Verse 17, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Can I show you the garden for just a minute? Reproach hath broken my heart. Now, some of you are still going, I don't know about all this. Well, just bear with me on this. For I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar. I am full of heaviness. How heavy? The weight of the world, the weight of your sin, the weight of your iniquity.
Amen.
It's pretty heavy. Verse 29, but I am poor and sorrowful. But look at the glory. He says, let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. Psalm 86, I'm almost done. Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, by the way, Psalm of David, Psalm of David, Psalm of David, Psalm of David, prayer of David, Psalm of David. Just throwing that out there. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Psalm 88, this will back up some things said earlier. Psalm the sons of Korah. And by the way, four distinct messianic psalms for the sons of Korah. Thank God for that. O Lord God of my salvation, I've cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee, incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. No strength. Verse 8, the thing is, he said, I am shut up. Oh, the despair. Oh, the trouble. Oh, the sorrow. Psalm 102, one of these great psalms. Glory be to God. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. I'm going to skip many of these, but I'm going to go to Psalm 116. And just read Psalm 116. First person, David prophesying, sufferings, the glory, everything we've talked about is in Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. What is that voice? The cry of Jesus Christ. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me. That can't be David. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous ye are. God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from hell, or from death, mine eyes from tears. There's that weeping Savior, that man of sorrows, strong crying and tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord. It's an absolute, it's faith. He believes God in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Suffering Savior, the testimony of Jesus Christ. But let's go witness the glory, and I'm done after that, whatever in the world that means. Psalm 18, the deliverance of Jesus Christ. When God heard that cry, God saw those tears, God heard his supplications, and he cried, and his voice came into the heavens. The Father and Jesus Christ are separated for the first time in all of eternity, never to begin to be separated. He's been made sin. He's bearing our iniquities, our sicknesses, our afflictions. He's carrying our griefs, our sorrows. He's wounded. He's bruised. He's striped. He's smitten. He's a worm. He has no strength. He said, I am in trouble. Help me, for I am in trouble. Another place, I didn't get to it tonight, but he said, horror hath overwhelmed me. He's everything we fear, everything we despise, everything that we hate. Amen. He's become. He bears in his body the sin of sodomy. He bears in his body the sin of adultery, perversion, the uncleanness, the foulness, the wickedness. And he did it by foreknowledge. Knowing what would take place. Some 700 years approximately before he ever tasted death, he came to David and revealed himself to David. And David saw the Lord and prophesied of him and spake concerning what he saw. And yet Jesus Christ still came and still laid down his life for us. Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In whom will I trust? My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And again, this cannot be David. The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. And what happened? The earth shook and trembled. God was satisfied with the offering of the soul of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that veil rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Yes. That way was made into that most holy place that you and I might come boldly to the throne of grace. Yes. He's offered for us. His cry comes before the Father. The Lord is wroth. The heavens shake. The earth shakes. All of this speaks. He bowed the heavens in verse 9 and came down. Verse 10, he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, did fly upon the wings of the wind. Why? He heard the cry of his dear son. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And so grasped the heart of the Father that he shook the earth and rent the veil. Isaiah said in verse chapter 53, it's in verse 11, when he saw the travail of his soul, he was satisfied. And when he saw the travail, that soul that had never sinned, that soul that was clean, that soul that was holy, bearing my iniquity and bearing my sin. God himself was satisfied with that offering. And he came down, he shook the world, he rode upon the cherub, upon the wings of the wind, and he comes down in his wrath, and he comes down to earth, and there's his dear son. There's his dear son been judged for sin, been damned for sin. He's been an offering for sin. Verse 16, the glory that should follow. He sent me from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. And you don't have to believe that's a great gulf, but it is. He delivered me from my strong enemy. How did he do that? He bound the strong man. He delivered me from my strong enemy. From them which hated me. For they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. How large? As large as Abraham's bosom. Let me share something with you. Where's the rich man? He's in hell. Where's Lazarus? Abraham's bosom. Would anybody here contend with the thief on the cross? He said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. What changed? The entrance of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Paul was caught up to the third heaven. What did he call it? Paradise. Why? That's where Jesus Christ was. Why does a thief on the cross go to paradise? That's where Jesus is. God's delivered him. He brought him into a large place. And here's what the Lord God said. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Now, if you think that's you, probably need to get saved. You think the Lord has delight in you, the person. God's no respecter of persons. But he had a lot of delight in his son. Now, I'll narrow that down a little bit tighter just to help you. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. Let me be real clear about this. If the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, I'd be dead and in hell.
Amen.
I would perish.
Amen.
If the Lord rewarded you according to your righteousness, all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags of that leprous garment. There's no cleanness in them. There's not a thing you can do. You're unclean, you're ungodly, and you're unholy until the entrance of Jesus Christ into your life. And because God delighted in him, God delivered him by his own righteousness, and God will deliver you by his own righteousness.
Yeah.
It's not works of righteousness we have done, but what is it, church?
No,
it's mercy, friend.
Amen.
And a man told me, he said, I preach that as the saints of God. I said, buddy, I ain't never made a saint yet that was righteous. The only good thing in me is Jesus Christ. He said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. If there's anything good about Tim McVeigh tonight, it's the person of the resurrected Savior, that suffering Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I couldn't come. I couldn't bring an offering. I tried like Cain, tried to bring those offerings to him, and he wasn't satisfied.
Amen.
And I'd come in bitterness, and he'd reject me. I'd come in the foulness of my life, the uncleanness of my life, and he'd reject me, and he'd reject me. And finally, one day, I came to his dear son, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. And I got in on his righteousness. And God brought me by his righteousness into him. And I like this verse. According to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. He's made sin. He's bearing our iniquity. But those hands have never sinned. When they drove the nails into those hands, they were holy hands. When they drove the nails in those hands, they'd never known sin. They were pure. He was the Lamb of God. And he said, by the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have not wickedly, I got ahead of myself, I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. In all that he went through, he never doubted God. In all that came upon him, He never questioned God. In all that he did, he still believed God. And as Peter told us, the suffering, but also the glory that should follow the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I believe, therefore, have I spoken.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And then Paul wrote of that when he said, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. What is that same spirit of faith? Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. You say, how much confidence do you have? I have the faith of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The spirit of faith that resurrected him is going to raise me up.
Amen.
And if you're saved by the good grace of God, that same spirit of faith one day is going to raise you up.
Amen.
And when that trump sounds, the dead in Christ will rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And so shall we ever be.
Thank God.
With the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Bell.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com, and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing.